Hey guys, welcome to the WWE Podcast. Thanks for joining me. It is Friday, June 22nd, 2018. Thanks for joining me. And I don't have a ton of time, but I did want to comment on SmackDown Live this week. Some of the highlights and lowlights of SmackDown. It's going to be a quick one here, guys. I apologize. Time is of the essence today. But so the Melibration that started the show, people seem to be down on this. I don't know what people are expecting from a heel character, but if you have a heel champion, why wouldn't they have a celebration or a Melibration in this instance to infuriate the crowd? People are down on this segment, but you're not supposed to like this segment. I have said this before and I will say it again. I think Carmella is doing a very good job being a heel champion. In my eyes, she has exceeded expectations when she cashed in her Money in the Bank briefcase. I think she is doing more than we could have expected. I personally thought that Carmella was going to be a transitional champion. Now she is coming into her own. She has catchphrases that seem to be sticking. She's comfortable on the microphone. She's obnoxious. And that is what you want in a heel champion. And that's what we have. You want to see somebody knock her off her perch. You want to see somebody beat her ass. And on top of that, she is carrying the women's championship, gloating about it, beating Asuka, beating Charlotte twice. Now you have James Ellsworth back in the fold. And while people may not like it, I think it adds depth to her character. And I could see Carmella holding onto this belt to SummerSlam. And maybe at that point you have somebody fresh come in. And by fresh, I mean somebody that hasn't been champion in a while, because it seems at some point everybody on the women's roster will become champion. And unfortunately, that is a byproduct of today's booking. And everybody needs a chance. Everybody needs a shot at the belt. Everybody needs an opportunity. Really, does everybody need to be champion? Outside of Billie Kay and Peyton Royce, what woman on SmackDown has not held the championship? Tell me, please. And outside of the Riot Squad on Raw, and Ronda Rousey, who has not held the Raw Women's Championship? It seems as if everybody gets their turn at some point, and I'm not liking that. That's kind of a weird tangent, but I just thought I'd throw that out there. Now, back to Carmella. People aren't liking her. I think she's doing a very good job being a heel champion. I hope she holds the belt until SummerSlam, and could I see Becky Lynch taking it from her at SummerSlam? That's my vote at this point. I think Becky Lynch is criminally underused on SmackDown Live, and that could be a good jolt for her career. She's been on the sidelines for quite some time now, and it's unfortunate. But I think we see Becky Lynch carrying that championship by SummerSlam or shortly thereafter. Now, moving on, something else on SmackDown Live that stood out to me is the tease of Daniel Bryan versus The Miz. I love what WWE is doing here. You had The Miz coming out next to face Daniel Bryan, who just scored a pinfall, and yet the Bludgeon Brothers come in and ruin what could have been finally a confrontation between these two. Instead, we get a powerbomb from the Bludgeon Brothers. The Miz comes out, hits skull-crushing finale, eliminates Daniel Bryan, and it just adds more fuel to the fire and a rivalry that WWE knows they have in their pocket. And I'm really hoping they don't screw this up when they finally do pull the trigger on this rivalry and program. This is not a feud that you come across very often. This should be a slam dunk program that lasts 3, 5, 6 months, maybe longer. That's how long this could go. This could go, dare I say, from SummerSlam to WrestleMania. Could it happen? I think it's possible if done right. I'm not saying they have a match every single pay-per-view, but maybe they have quick detours with whatever wrestler of the month, and they somehow circle back, and they have a final blow-off at WrestleMania 35. Could that happen? It could. Although I don't think very likely it happens for that length of time. It's possible. But more likely is what happens is you have the first match confrontation at SummerSlam one-on-one with Daniel Bryan and The Miz, in which there's a... maybe Daniel Bryan wins and The Miz has a post-match beatdown on Bryan. Either way, this is not a one-and-done. This is a money in the bank, no pun intended, program that WWE has that they need to milk for everything that it's worth, because there's so much there that they can pull from. All the way back from when The Miz was Daniel Bryan's pro in NXT. There is a lot to pull from. So let's hope that WWE has thought this one through and is giving a long-term vision for this, not just a one or two matches. No. This could be a very entertaining, very long, in today's perspective, anything beyond 2 months is a long feud, program. And they've got good chemistry. Both are seasoned in the ring. There's a lot of backstory. It's all about the story, right? And there's a ton to pull from. So I think we see the final... we see the first confrontation with them at SummerSlam in August. So, all right, guys, that's really all I have. And one other thing I'll touch on is Rusev versus AJ Styles. Really? I know everyone's saying, really? But you know what? If it wasn't Rusev, then who? Who? I mean, not to quote Big E, although he was very impressive on SmackDown Live, people complain, oh, it's the same two people all the time. And Rusev has been getting over with Rusev Day. Why not Rusev? Why not? He's not going to win, but it adds a fresh face to the title picture. So I'm all for it. I don't think anybody's believing that Rusev's going to win the championship. Although I wouldn't say it's impossible. I would say it's very unlikely. And it's just a fresh face for AJ Styles to work with, and I'm fine with that. So, all right, guys, I know it's super short today. That's all I have to talk about at this time. But, hey, maybe I'll do more of these quick burst, quick hitting shows to keep you guys in the loop and give you my opinions on what's going on. I promise you, I am keeping up on WWE. I just have very limited time. I drive for Uber and Lyft in the morning before I go to work. I work 9 to 5, and then I come home and I have a baby. So there's a lot of stuff going on that I'm trying to do, and trying to find some time to squeeze in and talk to you guys, because I still love doing this. So, all right. By the way, follow me on Twitter at the WWE Podcast. Please give me a rate and review on Apple Podcasts or Spreaker. I really do appreciate it. Everybody have a good day, good weekend. I'll talk to you soon.